that hall. A mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Worldwide welcome.
But the idea didn't start with that. That idea goes way back. For instance, in the Christian Bible, the Old Testament, in Leviticus 19:34, it says, "You shall treat the stranger who sojourns with you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God."
The New Colossus goes on to say what is familiar to us all. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. God bless America. Emma got us right. So as Christians, what are we to understand about these times and ourselves? What are we supposed to get right? I personally think as a society, we're returning to the unfinished business of the 1960s. Whether through firsthand experience or learning about it as part of our recent U.S. history. See if you remember these. Do you remember the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, JFK's New Frontier, the War on Poverty, LBJ's Great Society, the destruction of Jim Crow, the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom? Do you remember the Poor People's Campaign? Back then, the goal was to eliminate injustice and inequality, exploited and disenfranchised people. The oppressed stepped up and faced their oppressors and the systems the oppressors had built to privilege opportunity, but only for some. There was hope for healing through the exercise of courage that forced acknowledgement of our serious moral dysfunction. Those who participated found strength to carry out necessary action.
Very good, so much. Both these exemplars certainly are guidance for us today about who we are to be. I have another additional question for you. You know, we Christians are fears and doers, and where do we find the guidance for what we are to do when faced with today's troubles?
So good. When I think about the answer to that question, I think about the Freedom Train that traveled across this country back in 1975 to 1976. It came to Boston and Worcester and Lowell. As a country, we were celebrating our birthday. We were turning 200 years old. We were celebrating 200 years of thinking and writing and living out the tenets of freedom, our most precious principle. Protest songs provided the backdrop to what went into that story journey. The songwriters, our poets of consciousness, they provided the soundtrack. The impressions in Curtis Mayfield, those great soul singers, moved us when they told us about a train that was coming. Here's what they sang. People, get ready. There's a train.
we were in this discussion about what would constitute the richest fellowship in all small church. What could we do? What could we be? And one of the people in that discussion said, we're all trying it out, how can we do or be this? And he said, but all hugs are equal. I just love that. All hugs are equal. There's a whole lot of people hugging going on in the gospel train. Our heritage is simply loving Jesus Christ.
Amen to that. This kind of love is a practice that comes from practice. It's a customary way of living with others. To live in love. But notice, this love takes to the field. It will not allow itself to be looted or plundered of value. It will not be ransacked of fellowship or stripped of everything of value, particularly of the lesson of the Samaritan. Christians may well ask the profound question of another great soul singer, Marvin Gaye. Marvin asked, what is going on? What is going on? Too many people crying. Too many people dying. And remember, only love can conquer hate. Talk to me so you can see what's going on. That's what Marvin said. And another great group, the OJs, they sang this song. People all over the world, let's start a love train. Join hands. It's time to get on board and keep riding on through on this love train. So what do you say? Want to get on board the freedom train? Want to get on board the love train? Because the gospel of Christ is the answer to our hope.
Of course I do. I mean, who wouldn't want to get on the love train? We know as Christians that we also are taught that as Jesus people, our faith and love is not just a free ride completely. Our faith and love have to find expression in the everyday, mundane, nitty-gritty of those details. Even if we passengers have been practicing for years and feel not only committed, but shall I say, very skilled, being a Christian and doing